everybody. Yeah, let's go. Hands up, everybody look at me. I got it all. 너도 나를 원하지. It goes down, 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 down. Down, 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 down. Hands up, everybody look at me. I got it all. 너도 나를 원하지. It goes down, 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 down. Black bandana and white tee 못하러 널 내려가려 hey 난 오르는 게 편해 like 여자들의 high heel 금천구 시흥산동 일동 경리 밑바닥에서 올라와 시작한데 don't you know about it 개나 천지 못해도 약속은 지키려 노력해 one day tuber 185.5에 75 가장 핫한 신인 검색어 1위 실시간 살아생전 이름 석자 어리기 짧은 얼리 진짜자리 달리기 고칠한 말들을 키운 장남인 백수 유치한 말들이 이룬 하나의 예수 Keep rocking 목소리가 아끼 움직이네 바비 난 잘한다고 나기 Hands up Everybody look at me I got it all 너도 나를 원하지 It goes down, 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 down. Hands up Everybody look at me I got it all 너도 나를 원하지 It goes down, 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 down.
Hey everyone, this is Joelle. This is episode 32 of the Always Rational K-pop podcast. And yes, we were talking about the MAMA Awards before something happened and I forgot to hit the record button. Silly.
You have to explain to people your foolishness.
Yeah, but still. Okay, so what's up? MAMA Awards is going to be held in Singapore, and it's going to be at the indoor stadium on November 29th. So fans in Singapore, Malaysia, and the rest of Asia, it's going to be easy for you to be part of the MAMAs this year. And I don't know who's going to be performing in the awards, because there's not a lot of details out as of yet. But as all
I don't think they'll release updated, that until November, especially since it's at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Because people, a lot of times, they pull out of smaller award shows. And MAMA, I think, has really gotten punished the most by it. Because people, and it's unfortunate that they do this, but they're like, well, if you perform here at this thing, then you can't perform on our much bigger show later on. So I think that's the reason why, definitely last year, the MAMA
was a lot of drama. Yeah,
it was kind of meh. Because hardly anybody had the balls to go to the show, because if they went to that, then they get blacklisted for the guy or the agent shows at the end of the year.
And it's probably good that they scheduled the show on a Tuesday, which we were looking up earlier. Because if you go on a Tuesday, there's no recordings for the big Gayo shows.
Right. Well, and the other thing is the Gayo shows are the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st. The last 3 days of the year. So I don't even see what that has to do with MAMA, because MAMA wasn't even recording at the same time.
Yeah.
So it was just people being ridiculous. Because it's traditionally been a month to 2 months ahead of the end of year shows.
They were just thinking they could take the time off to go overseas. They were just being petty about it, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure. And it doesn't help that Mnet is owned by one of the bigger distribution companies. So I'm sure it's that grudge as well.
Mm-hmm. Pettiness. Come on, you'd think this business people would get rid of their pettiness now that they're all grown up. I don't think so.
Pettiness is an important part of business.
Yeah. All right, so if you guys have the time, and if you live in Asia, and better yet, if you live in Singapore or Malaysia, go. We don't have...
You don't have to live in Asia. If you will be in Asia... At that time.
Or if you plan to go to Asia, include a trip to Singapore. So that's it. It should be good. Usually award giving ceremonies like this, it's huge. Well, except for last year, you know, remember all the drama.
Yep.
This is gonna be good. Okay, we move on to someone who's got vocal cord nodules. And this is Yukis's
Suhyun of Yukis.
He's the leader, am I right?
Yes, he is. Was not aware of that until recently. But yeah, he's the leader and the lead vocalist as well.
Well, he now has his badge of honor as a singer, which is bad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Goodness. Well, he's been diagnosed as having a vocal cord nodule and he needs to rest. So because of his condition, UKIS had to stop promoting Neverland, but they will now promote Someday, which I like.
The decision to switch to Someday is because the song is less stressful on him specifically.
Yeah.
With Neverland, he had to do those high notes and doing them every day, not every day, but every few days led to obviously overstressing his voice. But the thing is, even though they said they were going to withdraw from performing immediately, he still performed at the Asia Song Festival. So
it's a big event. He has to be there. He just rested for the Asia Song Festival, and then that's it. Just rest a bit more, and then they switch to Someday. See, it just shows you how much strain he got from performing. What am I going to say? Someday again? Neverland. And it would seem like the other members don't really do a lot of singing, if that's the case.
That's not true. They do sing. The other members do sing quite a bit, especially Kevin. But what happens is he was the one that has the high notes, and it doesn't help if your voice isn't naturally in that register, so you have to stretch to get there, which is the best way of saying it. But I think Brown Eyed Girls as well, they don't perform the high notes live anymore.
Really?
Or Nasha doesn't. I think Nasha specifically doesn't perform them live anymore. But again, if you're doing that 4 days of the week, if you perform all four major shows, plus, you know, you may do the MTV show, which is the M, I think, you may do something like that occasionally, because it's typically the more underrated groups that go ahead and do the MTV K shows. And that's not counting performing on the radio and stuff like that. So if you're doing all of this, you could end up really doing it 6 or 7 days a week. And like I said, if you have to stretch or you have to reach to get to those notes and it's not naturally in your register, you could end up damaging your vocal cords.
True.
So,
but I have a question, Dee. What about these Western singers who go on tour?
Their vocal cords do get stressed, but again, they don't typically perform back-to-back dates unless it's within the same state.
I see.
And even then, you know, they're putting on big shows. So, I wouldn't say that they know how to do this, but it may be more stressful on Korean pop singers, because in addition to performing every day, they also have variety shows. They're pretty much working 24/7.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And the problem really is the lack of rest to go along with everything.
Because usually when someone goes on tour, they drop everything. They just go on tour. Rest is important. All right, so I hope he feels better soon and this vocal cord condition goes away pretty soon. Now we move on to, this is sad, Yuna.
That's terrible.
And this is about her legal battle with Lion Media. It seems that mediation failed for both sides because neither of them wanted to give in, obviously. I hope this gets resolved real soon, as the articles I've seen stated that Yuna actually broke down right after the mediation. My heart really goes to Yuna. I really wish her well. So sad about this.
It's like I'm hoping that she does eventually get to break with the company without having to pay a ridiculous amount, because when arbitration or whatever first started, they mentioned that Lion Media was countersuing her for 1 billion won.
$1 million.
That's just ridiculous. I don't even know if she has that money. Like, we don't know how much they were paying her.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to say $1 million as a result of lost income if she leaves the company, that's a lot.
That's a lot of money. And maybe it's true, though, that $1 million loss of income, yes, because she's the only singer that Lion Media has, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wish her luck. I hope the next bit of news that we get about Yuna is something good.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Another surprise ARMY enlistment. I'm surprised. Are you surprised about Wonhee going to the ARMY?
He's old enough.
Yeah, he is old enough. True. But it's
he's
just
not gonna get active
announced.
Duty, right? Because they came out after Shinhwa, so I expect him, Brian's American, to go into the ARMY after Shinhwa.
He's not gonna get active duty. So he's going to enlist with the ARMY by November, if I'm not mistaken. Or no, by the end of the year. That's not a lot of time since we only have 2 more months left. So 2.5, I think.
2.5, yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't be throwing out those 2 weeks.
I'm thinking 2 weeks, no, sorry. Okay, so 2.5 months. We don't have an actual enlistment date, but expect it to come soon. And like what he said, he's not going to be an active duty officer, but he's going to be a public service officer.
Yeah, because I think he had too many injuries
shoulder
and stuff
injury
like that.
And stuff. Okay, as always, with all artists who go to the Army, good luck. We wish you well, and we will miss your handsome face, Bonnie.
Yep.
Good luck, handsome. Come back with more muscles, much like Rain.
It's ridiculous. He's gonna be working at a desk. He's not gonna have an opportunity to have more muscles.
He's gonna have to go through basic training after 2 years.
Yeah, but that's gone. That's 5 to 6 weeks. It'll be over.
But you know what? Speaking of the Army and guys who went to the Army, Heechul. Oh my God, Heechul has tweeted. It's funny.
I told you that they could still tweet once they get out of basic training.
I'm not worried about Heechul because he's back in a way. Okay, we're not really gonna miss him that much. Okay. So, now, another little news that made me happy. Well, I think this made me happy. This is about the Wonder Girls. They're back in Korea. Ooh, yay. Do you have a comeback date for them?
In front of me, no. But it is supposed to be November, I think. Okay. Early November.
I was looking up their comeback date, and I didn't see any comeback date. So,
it's after Sunnishide starts. I know that for sure.
So are we going to get a battle here, Wonder Girls versus SNSD?
We might for a week or two. I don't think for any more than that. The album sale battle, of course, will always be there, but not on stage. Because again, Wonder Girls are doing whatever they're doing in the US. Filming just wrapped on their Teen Nick movie. And then you have Sunnishide, who is concentrating on Japan. So they're not going to have time to be performing in Korea very long.
Yeah.
A month max. Because Kara has already came and went, basically. Yeah.
They're back in Japan now. They're promoting. Okay. I don't have a lot of info on their comeback. All I know is that they will be back with a new pop with exclamation marks. Not exclamation marks, with quotation marks. Okay. Pop concept. Which will be their new album release. And what they said here is that the album is going to be in a movie OST format. So I don't know what that means. Do you have any idea what that means?
It's probably going to mean songs from their movie production are going to be on the album.
So I'm guessing these are English songs? That's the case?
Well, they are having an American release, and I think what you're reading is talking about the American release. I don't think very much has been released in terms of what they're going to do in Korea.
Yep. So for now, for now, okay, no more retro for the Wonder Girls.
You know, pop was the 90s, right?
Oh, right. Come on. Aren't they doing pop music? Is it ever
they
doing
did.
Pop music?
Didn't they start from the 60s? So 60s.
They're moving.
No, they started from the 80s. I think Tell Me was the 80s. So it was like 60s, 70s with two different tiers, 60s with Nobody. So, yeah, they haven't done the 90s yet.
So this is the 90s. Oh, my God.
I'm not saying that. It's just letting you know that pop was really big in the 90s.
Fine. But anyway, this should make a lot of the Wonder Girls happy. So good luck, Wonder Girls. We're glad to see you back home, at least for 3 weeks. And then you're gone again. Now, we move on to debuts, comebacks, and new releases. And the biggest comeback and debut at the same time that we have is actually Tablo. He debuted as a solo performer, and he's just released Airbag. Feature is now Wolf Brown Eyed Soul. The song is good, and I just found the lyrics, English lyrics earlier. Well, translated lyrics anyway, when Dee showed me the translations. It's a very good song. Congratulations, Tablo. It's great to officially have you back. And yes, of course, people don't worry about his association with YG because his release doesn't sound anything like what YG would release. Okay, so listen to it. The song is awesome. What do you think about the song, D?
I mean, it was nice. It's not so much what you would expect from, I guess you haven't heard much of his solo music aside from a song or two per album. Mm-hmm. But it's not quite in line with the things he's been putting out before, but it seems like the lyrics are just as deep and thought-provoking as ever, and which is, you know, the most important thing with Tablo as a rapper, so I'm fine with that.
that's good then. We'll move on to a new girl group called Serial, whatever you want to call them. And I'm going to say that I think I'm a fan of this group now. The group has debuted with the first album, and it's called Round One. The title track is No, 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 No. Did I say it right? Five No's? No.
I assume.
Okay, that's the title track. There are five girls in the group, and they are being touted as five IUs. So, okay, they must all be talented and cute. Okay, fine. Because that's how most people perceive IU, right?
Yep.
When I first heard about the group last week, and I saw the teaser, and I saw their photos, I couldn't help but get a J-pop vibe. Maybe it's because of the group name, or maybe it's because of how the girls look. And the music is good. I was so surprised.
Well, I wouldn't really be surprised looking at the producer list.
Yeah.
The producers are all known for making very good pop tracks, so as long as the girls have some measure of talent, it seems like the album would come off well, if not a bit schizophrenic.
It's not a bit schizophrenic. It's really good, surprisingly.
I mean, at the very least.
We have here the producers. Let's see. Choi Kapwon, Brave Brothers, Kim Do-hoon, Shin Se-dong Tiger, Wee Sung, and there's a guy called PJ, who has produced for J-pop groups like AKB48 in the past. Maybe it helps in my perception, so that's probably where I'm getting to that J-pop vibe. So you guys check this album out. It may be worth your time. And the girls are young, so they have a lot of potential.
You keep in mind that it's... Yeah, but people have been debuting at 15 for upwards of 3 years now.
15 to 17.
If not longer.
This so group is different.
15 to 18.
I have a different vibe for this group. I think they're talented, and I think they're going to do well. And their age gives them the advantage of exploring their potential in the future. So keep an eye out for these girls. All right. This song. Amanda. This is Dieter's release. Dieter is actually One Way subgroup. You know, I like songs with female names as titles.
Really? Is that all you needed to like the song?
Yeah. But it's a good song. In case you guys don't know by now, like I've said earlier, Dieter is composed of One Way's Young Sky and Peter. And it's a very good song. They sing in Korean, and there's a bit of English there. And if you've seen the video, it seems that Amanda is a Caucasian woman, whoever she is.
Well, yeah. Her name is Amanda. I don't know many people that aren't white with that name.
Well, if you're Asian,
just one person.
You can get a Western name.
I know you can get any name you want, right?
Yeah.
But typically, the name Amanda, I think I've only seen it on white chicks and Latina chicks. That's it. Oh, and the one black girl. But we will never speak of her.
Why?
The story is so horrible.
Is she nasty?
It's a kid that I did some bad things to in high school.
Okay, let's not talk about that. I don't want
exactly
the evil side. I think I know a few Amandas in my life. There's two Asian girls named Amanda that I know of, and there's about four white chicks named Amanda that I know of.
Yeah, but you're from Australia.
Yeah.
It's not like you would be exposed to people of diverse backgrounds.
Now, my question is, who is this Amanda chick? Is she a real person?
I don't think so. They said it was an ideal girl, or a perfect girl, so maybe it's a mixture of several women that they've known.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, when I first saw the video and when I first heard the opening riffs of the song, I had a flashback to those 80s movies that I used to watch with my cousin. It was Pretty in Pink and Some Kind of Wonderful. And then there's that song called Amanda Jones, because there is a character in Some Kind of Wonderful, and she's called Amanda Jones, and she's like, I don't know, she was a user, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I thought of. Flashback to the 80s. Maybe they took inspiration from that. I don't know. That's how I feel about the song. It has this...
Well, as long as the song takes you to a place, I think that's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. Amanda Jones. Right. Because in the movie, Amanda Jones was supposed to be the ideal. She's perfect. But then you find out in the end that she was just a poor girl and she was just using the poor guy because he was so in love with her. Something like that. Enough of that. before I go to a different place. Now, D, let's talk about Secret and the MV teaser. Love this move.
So, they're doing the sexy concept now, I guess, and it's supposed to be more mature than anything they've done before.
Right.
Unfortunately, the set design and, to a certain extent, the sound of the music sounds similar to what they were doing before with Madonna and Magic. So that's the Secret I like, so I have no problem with that. But the people who, and I've seen this posted online already, the people who liked Starlight Moonlight and what's the other horrible song, Shy Boy, they're upset with the change in style. And I'm like, okay, this was Secret before they sold out to try and get popular, so they had the fan base that already liked this. So it's a safe move to come back to what people liked before. But the other thing I like is going by their track listing for the album is that it's all new songs, nothing that's appeared in a previous single or mini album or anything. And Zinger gets a solo song, which is only fair.
Yeah, she's happy about that. I am so hoping for the album to be very good, just because the girls truly deserve better original material than what they're getting from TS Entertainment. That's their entertainment company, right? Yes.
Yes.
I'm not going to say that Magic and Madonna are horrible songs, because they're not. But with all the hype TS Entertainment created with their comeback, I would have thought they'd put some more thought into it, instead of just rehashing old ideas, really. Instead of just saying it's something new, it's something different, because it's the same thing. Seriously? These
well,
girls are
and
talented.
We're really going from the teaser. I keep in mind that the teasers aren't typically what the song ends up actually being like, so.
But for this song, I have a horrible feeling. This big, horrible feeling at the back of my mind that's saying the song is going to be exactly like their other songs before they came out with Scarlet Moonlight and Shy Boy. So yeah, TS Entertainment, spend more money, okay, on Secret. Stop spending money on those little boys.
What little boys?
What's that group with the twins?
That's not them. That's Starship Entertainment.
Okay, now I'm confused. That's Sister. Do they have another group?
No, it hasn't debuted yet. No, the other group is supposed to be with Bang Yang-guk and what's his name? Himnam? Himchan. Yeah, that's his name.
Okay. Oh, man.
Yeah. You're getting all angry and you're not even talking about the right people.
Yeah, I know. So I'm not going to be angry anymore. But at least, you know, TS Entertainment. Okay, this is a wish. I wish that Secret earns them a lot of money so that they can spend more money on them. Okay? That's it.
Okay, but the big problem with Secret is that they're going to be going up against Sonia Shide's comeback, so
yeah,
they might end up getting completely overshadowed, which is unfortunate. Considering their level of talent and ability and all of the other stuff that's important.
That's the thing. It's a big risk to put out an album right now.
I like people's attitude so far. They're just like, you know, fuck it, Sonia Shide isn't the god of anything. When you look at things that are completely ridiculous, Infinite has been winning with Paradise when there are other much stronger artists performing right now. So I guess you could look at that and say, hey, you know, crazier things have happened. It's entirely possible that they could be successful in this type of time frame.
Yeah, really? I don't get it, okay? Why do they have this huge desire to win? Okay, fine. With everything that's been happening and you know, how Korea is competitive, fine, they need to win. But I think as long as they earn a lot of money, they don't need to win all those award shows.
But see, I think, okay, winning is important because winning establishes you as an artist. It shows that with all of your competition, which is always fierce every year, that you alone stand on the top of everybody. And it's, of course, it's justification for not just you, but for your management, for the people that write your songs, for your producers, for your stylists, whoever. Everyone in the company basically benefits from them winning number one. It's not just the artist that celebrates. And I think a lot of people, because they say that, you know, the system itself is so biased and it's so easy to game if you have enough money, a lot of people say that there's no value in winning. But at the same time, when you look at the artist's reaction when they win an award, obviously winning means something to them. And I'm not gonna
You're not going to take that away from them? Okay.
No, I'm not going to diminish it just because I don't like the system. Yeah. Because the fact that the brown-eyed girls have only won once is ridiculous.
See? But then again, you know what? Who cares about winning? You know when you've done your best and you've sold a lot of albums.
That is a loser's mentality. And you
who cares? No, see, not can, for me, but for them. I just feel so bad for these people trying to die just to win.
That's a loser's mentality. You don't get anywhere. You don't get anywhere in a competitive industry like music and entertainment with that kind of mentality. Which is why they always want to win.
That's so sad. Okay.
There's nothing sad about it.
Oh, I don't know. I really don't want to think about winning right now because he can't really win with Girls' Generation. Period. Maybe in a different time or maybe in a different place, but not now. Fast forward
obviously,
to a few months.
Obviously, they have the biggest fan base of currently promoting. Well, not currently. Of the people scheduled to be promoting. So they obviously have more disposable income behind them than any other group. So we expect them to win. It's unfortunate.
Though, isn't all these awards in the Gayo shows driven by fan votes?
No, some of them allow for fan votes, but it's not driven by them at all. The only thing that's driven by fan votes is whatever the fan choice artist is. They'll say that, okay, you're voting online, you're voting with text, is important, but at the end of the day, there are other factors as well, so.
Alright, that changes things, because I really thought that the awards given every week were all fan-driven.
No, it's album sales, and of course it changes from station to station, yeah. But I think Mnet has more of, it's either Mnet or Music Bank that has more of an emphasis on mobile votes. So voting from your phone is, say, more important than voting through the website. And then there's also digital album sales, there's airplay on the radio, there's physical album sales as well. Digital and physical are two different categories. So sometimes you'll see, like, when a digital single wins, in one category it'll have zero, and that's the album sales category.
Okay.
So, and each company has a different mix of these things. So that's why some weeks you'll have two different people win awards, and then one show has a week lag. So sometimes their winner will be different from everybody else's, but typically the same person wins, unless it's a situation like what Mnet used to have with SM, where their idols were banned. Mm-hmm. So obviously they're not going to win, because in some shows you don't appear, you can't win.
Alrighty, now I get it. I think I understand this a bit more better now, because I've never really paid attention to the awards. It's no big deal to me. And you know how I skip most videos and I don't really watch the MVs because I'm too lazy? That's what I get. That's what happens.
Yes, it is.
Oh, well.
So the next comeback is Orange Caramel with Shanghai City.
Yeah.
Which is what, you know, some people care about it. I don't.
Me too. So they released the MV and the mini album called Shanghai Love as well. The MV is yellow. All I see is yellow. And the girls look like how they looked in the teaser photos. But there really wasn't much going on. All I remember is that I saw a lot of yellow and I tried getting into the song. I really did, I promise. But I just couldn't. They're really not my cup of tea. My ears, oh gosh, I feel sorry for my ears, because as soon as I heard the song, my ears interpreted the song as something J-pop groups would have released back in the 90s. But hey, you guys, give it a listen, because my opinion doesn't matter here, okay? You might like it. Okay, so we're done with that. Shanghai City. I don't like it, but other people might like it.
Alrighty. Okay, so Lee Sung-gi released a song, and I know that was important because they expected him to compete directly with Tableau in terms of song sales.
Really? I was surprised about this release because I didn't really hear much about him for the past 2 years because he's been busy with TV. The track is called Alone in Love, and it features another good-looking person doing some of the narration, Han Yu-ju. I didn't know Lee Sung-gi can rap, though, because he's rapping in the song.
You sure it's him?
Supposed to be him, I think, because I don't see anyone featuring except for the narration.
Sure. I think a lot of people have a love for rap. It's not necessarily that they could do it. But there are a lot of artists that have been trained to rap. So maybe it's one of those situations.
Okay.
But it's also entirely possible that he has a love and passion for rap music, and he feels as though he's capable of doing it, which is fine.
Yeah. So it's just a bit surprising. Everything about this release is surprising, but hey, the song is quite good. Give it a listen. Especially if you're a ballad fan, check his album out. I don't really like these songs, ballads. I don't know. It borders on K-drama OST territory for me. Too much.
So terrible. Anyway, so one of your former favorite singers, or guys in general, Kim Hyun Jung, released Lucky. And I watched part of the music video before I stopped because his hair just completely turned me off to watching the video.
Hey, the moment I saw the teaser photo, I didn't even bother watching the video because I know his hair is going to turn out just the same way. But anyway,
it's so terrible.
It's good.
I thought you were a fan.
I was, but not anymore. Okay, but this release is good. The songs are actually good. And I like the songs better here than his first album.
I think part of the problem is with his first album, he was trying to be someone else, obviously. He was trying to be...
Rain?
Someone... Well, okay. Yeah, I was going to go for someone with less stature. I was going to say Taeyang. Jesus, why are you coming with these legendary people? I was going to say Taeyang. I even said Taeyang and you still said Seven. I think he was aiming for Taeyang with the last album. And obviously, he's not either of those three people we've listed, so it's better to go back and do something that is closer to your skill level.
What the hell? That sounds so mean, but okay.
But when you do something that's is the type of music that you're more comfortable doing, which is what I mean by skill level, the songs kind of shine through with your own personality.
Yeah.
As opposed to with you attempting to be someone else. And that's what I mean. I'm not actually being terrible to him this time, mostly because I haven't heard the whole album.
The entire album is good, and from what I know of, he composed and wrote a couple of the songs, so I guess congratulations. He's now doing music that he actually likes, and now that I think about it, I'm really not gonna lie, because I like this mini album. I have a love-hate relationship with Kim Hyun Jung, I think. Remember how I used to like him? You even said he's my former favorite guy. But just after Boys Over Flowers and then all the love disappeared.
Playful Kiss.
Yeah.
You not watch that?
I only watched a few episodes. I couldn't stand it, D. Let's not get into that. Otherwise, people may call me a hater, which is not true. So not true. I really couldn't stand it. Looking at good-looking guys is normal for me. But watching them try to act, at least, I don't know. I was just cringing the whole time. No.
So, on to someone whose profession is as an artist. Jungyeop, the Brown Eyed Soul, released Tears Fall.
Yep.
And again, I'm going to have to ask you what you thought of it, because I wasn't even aware he was releasing a song.
Well, I only listened to one song, and it's a typical Jungyeop release, really. It's a ballad. From what I know of, his album is going to be released in two parts. The first part is the sad part. It says here, emotional songs. Sad and emotional songs. Okay. And the second part is supposed to be the happy songs, I think. It's called that happy songs, whatever he releases as happy songs. Because we don't have a release date for the second part of the album yet. I only listened to one song, and I was listening to it while cleaning my wakeboard, so I didn't really pay much attention to it. Sorry about that. It sounds like a typical Jungyeop release, and it doesn't really help that I can understand Korean. So, yeah, I'll down the drain there. But based on what I heard, it's quite good. It's one of those songs that can go straight to my iPod. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure. Are you going to use it as a sleep song, or is that reserved only for Alex?
Well, I think I have some Brown Eyed Soul songs as my sleep song. So, yeah, it can go to my playlist for sleeping. I just don't reserve that title for Alex, though. But this is a good song. On the surface, when I listened to it, I didn't have any complaints. When I have more time to listen to it, I will let you know what I really think. Okay? All right.
So, Wee Sung has been in the news because his enlistment time is coming up. Prior to Enlistment, he decided that he's going to release... Is it a mini album?
It's an album, I think. Full length. Yep.
So he's released an album and he started promotions, except the man has an ulcer. So on Thursday, he performed his comeback and he hit the lip sync and then he got rushed to the hospital afterwards. And then he's back on Saturday performing as well. And like, I understand you have a dedication to your job and all that stuff, but you ulcer. Fans can wait. They can say goodbye to me at my enlistment. I've never had an ulcer, but I've known people that have.
It's painful.
And yeah, not me. But hey, good on you. His song is actually good as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Song is good. And you can hear Eileen singing and rapping. I think it's her rapping at the beginning of the song. It's a good song. But I sort of understand why he had to rush back to perform his other comeback. It's because he's going away soon and he doesn't want to be forgotten. Of course. No one wants to be forgotten when they come back, right? But right. Still, you know, rest is important. But I guess we can just say things like this because we are not in their shoes. We don't know what's going on. We don't know how they feel. And it's different for us people from Western countries. We have a Western perspective. We look at things differently. For them, I guess it's normal. And for them, they consider this to be hard work and dedication, but it's just being stupid sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're signing their own death warrant or something. I don't know.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Sign your life away. You only have 10 years to live, considering you're very busy, considering you don't get enough sleep, you don't get enough rest, but that's the price you have to pay for fame. But of course, there's always room for improvement, and we're hoping for that, right?
Yep.
Okay, now we move on to FT Island, and they released a remake album. It's called Memory in FT Island. The MV has also been released for Like the Birds, which is one of the songs from the album. I actually have the album, but I haven't watched the MV yet. And as much as I'm not a fan of FT Island's music, I like this release, and I think that the songs are quite good.
It helps because it's a remake album. So maybe you don't like their original stuff, but you still enjoy their voices and the arrangement.
Yeah.
So
that's probably it. Because I don't really like their original stuff. I could never really get into FT Island except for looking at their cute faces, yes. But their music, no. Were you ever into FT Island? Did you like them?
I liked the first song. And then after that, I sort of lost interest. Because the first song sounded like a rock song. And then every subsequent release, it sounded like ballads with instruments.
Yeah. K-drama territory. I don't know if you get the same vibe from them.
No, not particularly, but I understand what you're saying.
It's like kids singing grown-up songs. Which doesn't really match with how I see them in my mind. But yeah, you guys, you can check this out. And if you're not really into FT Island and their music, you can give this a try because you may like this release. Much like what happened to me. Okay. Now, I think we have a last release here. And then we're done with the debuts, comebacks, and new releases. And this is just an MV from Jun K, also known as Kim Jun Soo of 2PM. He's just released the MV for his debut solo, Alive. And this is the stage version. So I'm assuming there's another MV that's going to be released. Because, hey, it's boring.
Yeah, it's just him on stage with backup dancers performing it, I guess, at their concert tour in Korea.
Yeah.
But I'm just not interested in that.
We'll see, because when they say stage version, you're going to assume that there's another version. Why would you call this some version and another version and blah, 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 blah. So I'm waiting for something else. Or maybe I'm just being optimistic here and very positive. Alrighty, we're done with that, finally. There was a lot of new stuff released last week. Now, we move on to some bit of serious news here, and this is about drug use, marijuana in particular. According to various media outlets, there is another big-name idol being investigated for marijuana use. Of course, the authorities aren't giving us any names or any clues except for the fact that this person is a big-name idol. Thank you very much. How many of those do we have around?
hundreds, probably.
Yeah. The incredulous thing here, though, is that the people are more concerned about the news's impact on Hallyu and how people perceive it. I mean, really? I have no words, okay? In my opinion, this just makes the country seem really shallow, and they're just concerned with keeping their face instead of dealing with the real problem, which is legal drug use.
Hallyu is something that they have going for them that they're using as kind of an export value thing. Mm-hmm. So they're thinking that if this is a major Korean artist, then chances are they're one of the people that drive the Hallyu wave.
Yeah.
And they're really thinking of how they're going to be viewed in surrounding countries because, again, as hard as Korea is on drug use, other countries in the region are even harder.
I know.
So they may end up with visas getting revoked or not getting issued, so they can't do any promotions in that country. And the less people are able to see their artists, the less interested they become. And really, the Hallyu wave has gone on for probably 5 or 6 years more than it should have.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, they don't need anything to negatively impact it because it is a huge source of money for the country. It's obviously not their biggest export, but it's beginning to grow in size. And everyone from, you know, the casual grunts that work in K-pop to government ministers is interested in seeing that it continues. So when you have a stake in something like that, then you get comments like the ones you read off.
Yeah. It's just, why would you think of image first? You have to deal with the root cause here, which is really drug use. And you don't really have that much of a big support system. It's like, you are a developed country, but you don't really care for the well-being of the people. It's a bit strange, really. It's probably something I can't really understand because I don't live there. And it's something that really puts me off and turns me off. And I just feel so bad for these people. It's like their government doesn't really care for them. They care about their money and how much they make, but for their welfare, no. I mean, coming from Australia, because you know how Australia is, it is a welfare country. And they really take care of the citizens. But Korea, it needs to grow up emotionally, I think. It needs to be more caring. Not everything has to be about money. And that's a surprise coming from me. Okay, please bear in mind, though, okay, these idols are ever-present in Asia, and Asian countries have really tough drug laws. So that's understandable, and I know where their comments are coming from. But to think about that first, before the well-being of the person, it's just strange for me. And I do understand what they're saying in the news that celebrity drug use will have a negative effect on Hallyu because it paints the image of the pure and perfect idol and the superficial perfection of Hallyu, yeah? Consider Japan, right? Which is Hallyu's biggest export market in Asia. News commentators have been discussing G-Dragon's recent marijuana bust, and the consensus is they're not too happy about it and they think that he's stupid, basically.
Yeah. I don't blame him because, again, the way he came off with his statement, that came off as very, very stupid.
Of course.
Like, when you look at idols who seemingly are 24/7 concerned with their image, and then from places they won't go to things they say they won't do, to the fact that some of them don't have cell phones when they first debut because they don't want them to get sidetracked with certain things, and they don't want them to get caught up in a scandal. And then you go from that to this dude saying that he took a blunt from a complete stranger and decided to smoke it in a club in Japan.
Stupid.
Which is just, yeah. Stupid isn't the word.
Dumb? I don't know. Now, and this is the thing that really pisses them off. They're especially pissed that he seemingly put the blame on Japan because it was given to him by a Japanese fan in a club in Japan. Come on, can it not get any worse for him? Oh my god.
I think this is what happens when you need topics to talk about. Like, obviously people are going to use hyperbole and obviously things are going to get blown out of proportion. But however, you to consider when your ability to eat depends on your image, you have to consider making sure that your image remains what it needs to be. Obviously, pure is ridiculous. You're a 23, 24-year-old man. it's unlikely that you're gonna have a pure image, but just to keep things reasonable, like they already ignored the fact that you drink and smoke. Mm-hmm. Stick with those.
Don't give them mucha fodder. Okay, don't do drugs or anything like that. Now we move on to more serious news here, as if that wasn't serious enough. But this is about the actress Han Chae-won. We have more details on circumstances surrounding her suicide. Like reported last week, the actress killed herself. Really, I'm so sad about this. And whenever we have to report about news like this, I just don't know what to say. My heart really goes to her. She has changed her name 3 times in the past, just because, you know, she thought that she would be lucky and get famous with each subsequent name change. Now, Han Chae-won was actually depressed, and she was getting treatment for her condition. They said that she was depressed because of the very competitive nature of the entertainment industry. And you know how it is, right? It just sucks that it has to be like that. But what's worse for her is that some people took advantage of her situation and they scammed her and ran away with her money by pretending that they were entertainment company representatives.
And of course, this is what happens when so many people in the country want to be entertainers rather than, you know, what you would normally expect kids to want to be. When there's such a wide pool of basically suckers, because you hear of a lot of people who have been in several entertainment companies before they finally end up with one that enables them to debut. Basically, there's tons of people making money off of everyone involved. And it doesn't, 90% of the time, it never results in a debut, or even if you get to debut, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be successful. So when you put all of these factors together, you could very much end up with vulnerable people, usually children, young adults, in situations where they can get used.
Yeah. You know what? I respect people who have dreams and aspire to be celebrities, because the entertainment game is really tough. If you're not strong enough, things like this happen. This is the ridiculous reality of show business. And although I'm glad about her getting help for her depression in the form of treatment, it seems that it wasn't really enough to prevent it from happening. Suicide awareness needs to be brought to a more visible level in Korea, because the statistics, it's really bad, okay? The statistics are really staggering. And recently we've seen a host of very popular people, idols, artists, speak out about depression and suicide, right? If I'm not mistaken. So I think that's a step in the right direction, because it's the first time I've seen them talk about this.
I think it partially is because it's becoming more and more prevalent. And again, Hallyu is one of the reasons why I think that they're being driven to speak about it now. Because if people look at an industry where basically the idea is for you to fall in love with an idol, and when depression is not treated as an illness, you end up with this chance. I mean, it's unlikely to happen to you, but it has happened to people before, where the idol, the person that you've really devoted so much emotional attachment, so much time to, kills themselves, and it's like a family member did it, and that then dissuades people from taking up further interest in the industry and results in losing money and all that sort of thing.
Anyway, for Han Chae-won, may her soul rest in peace. Okay?
Yep.
That's it. We're just gonna take a very quick break and then we'll be back with Free Talk.
Yeah. Boy, you don't understand. You don't know what's on my mind. You never know.
Yeah. 나에게 상처받죠 그러니까 내 맘 알아줘 모든 게 뒤죽박죽 네 표정 하나 때문에 내 기분이 up and down
거짓말이 아냐 그래 난 너 없이 바쁜가 봐
Every day and every night I think about you 네 입술이 안다면 잠을 못 들어
널 사랑하지 말걸 그냥 널 만나지 말걸 아예 안 만나는 게 날걸 하지만 후회는 늦었나 봐 하라는 게 그뿐인데 왜 그렇게 못 본 척해 But you know my love, but you know my love 처음처럼 나를 고관하신다면 내일 얘기해줄래 내 사랑은 너뿐이
Okay, guys, we're back, and this time we have Free Talk. This week's Free Talk is about Girls' Generation's Korean comeback and American debut? Question mark? Because we don't know what it is, right?
Who you put it like in verbal question marks? But basically, they've signed with Universal Music Group, mm-hmm. which is the parent company of Universal Music Japan, mm-hmm. which is the label they're on in Japan. And the partnership is basically to distribute, so far, their English album. And a lot of people are worried about this comeback, like I think we mentioned before, because they feel like they're going to go for what is a non-guaranteed market, which is the American market. Because again, Americans are racist, and Americans wouldn't know good music if it hit them in the face.
Right.
And Americans are too critical. Americans do this, Americans do that. Every cliche you come up with, of Americans. And part of it is stereotypes. Like, you have the two sides of the story. One is the stereotypes from the English-speaking non-Americans who are speaking about they know of America through internet, movie, TVs, whatever. Those cliches. And then the other part of it are English-speaking American citizens or people who have resided in America or gone through America that are saying these same things. And part of it is the fact that Asian American artists have not traditionally succeeded in the U.S. yet. And then part of it is also, I think, the hipster mentality of
the fans.
I like this and I don't want this to become popular everywhere because me liking K-pop makes me different and I like being different and I like being able to commune with this specific group of people and the feeling that the more people who come into this it's gonna degrade the experience but at the same time everybody wants friends that are into K-pop
that's really stupid
everybody wants friends that like this. It is dumb and I think that's part of the concern is obviously you don't want to see your favorite celebrities being derided in the press. You don't want to hear them being dissed on radio stations. But the thing is, that's American culture. We do this, and I say we, but it's done to artists we like and to artists we dislike equally. You're going to make fun of people because A, that drives airtime, that drives views, it gets people paying attention to you. And when they come on shows, you know, you have to be able to take a bit of good-natured ribbing. And unfortunately, K-pop obviously is not set up for that. You're not allowed to diss the golden groups.
But I think it's the fans of K-pop who can't really stand it. Don't say that they're not set up for being criticized and all that, because they encounter a lot of criticism. And they all have access too.
Here's the fun thing. They're not gonna have, the fans aren't gonna have any power. So
yeah,
you could say or do whatever you want. These That's people true. Are used to being, they're used to being hated. They're used to being insulted. So it's not a big deal. I think that while you have Korean celebrities that, you know, do get negative things said about them, that they understand that these people are kind of pathological, they're messed up. So even though, you know, the first time you ever read something about you on the internet that's negative, it's, you know, a terrible feel, because you feel like you've never done anything for someone to hate you that much. But then when you see it coming worldwide, it's going to be something completely different. And of course, it comes down to understanding the culture. The culture is, because everybody has a voice, the culture is to criticize things. And not everybody's ever learned constructive criticism, which, surprise, surprise, can be negative or positive. And some people don't think that constructive criticism is allowed to be negative, but it's just basically criticism with logic behind it. And it tells you how to it tells you how to improve in it. If you don't submit, in addition to your criticism, a way for the person to improve, then it's not constructive.
Yep, and that's the whole point of criticizing people, so that they can improve, right? Because if you don't improve, you don't have anywhere to go. You're just gonna get stuck in a rut and you'd be spewing out the same shitty shit over and over. Did I just say shitty shit?
Yeah, you did.
But I don't think it's the artists that would make such a big deal out of this. It's the fans. Because the fan reaction is just, I don't know, astounding. It goes from, yay, 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 they're debuting, to, no, I don't want them to fail. At least the fans know that they're not going to be successful. At least they're realistic enough to think about that. But really, success with one release, with one album, you're not going to get that. For someone to be considered successful, you need to spend a lot of time. Okay, I think this is what people don't understand. You just don't measure a level of success by one release. You don't really measure it by two releases. You measure it over time.
See, the thing they look at is such and such an artist is so big in Korea, so big in Southeast Asia. Let me not say Asia. It's so big in that region that if they release music anywhere else, they're guaranteed to be successful. And anything short of number one single is considered a failure. And there's no thought to the fact that this person didn't become successful out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You didn't just release the album and it was the greatest song ever. Sonia Shide's first song was not a hit. It took them several years and several releases before they got to their status after releasing G. Okay, it didn't happen on that one. In fact, they had some of the biggest opposition to them prior to debut. They had to overcome people's hatred in order to get to the level where they're at. So I'm sure they're no strangers to working hard. It's just that they need the fans to continue. If they were going towards a US debut, obviously, they would need the fans to continue to believe in them and continue to think that all the work they're putting in is going to lead towards something successful. And I think that's part of the problem that the Wonder Girls have faced, is that every other sentence is some fan saying that they need to hurry up and come back to Korea. They need to hurry up and come back to Korea because they're being forgotten in Korea. Other groups are taking their spot. This is the kind of thing that happens when you leave an area, you leave a vacuum, and people are going to fill that vacuum. It's the nature of the beast. But what they do need you to do is they need you to be supportive of what they actually are doing. And whether you think it's JYP being selfish, it's JYP believing too much in his own ability, when you think it's his selfishness or whatever, you need to understand that these five girls are in this situation and they don't have a lot of outside support outside of the company.
Right.
So they need people to be giving them positive reinforcement, a thought that, hey, they can make songs that would touch people regardless of their ethnicity. So, I mean, there have been you had Timbaland recently, who shout out the Wonder Girls on Twitter. Claude Kelly was talking about how much faith he had in them, and you have these producers that are constantly saying stuff, but outside of the producers, who obviously know the way the industry works, you also need to have that support from the fans. And unless someone has it, because the reason why Western companies would want to sign you is because you have this huge built-in fan base, and if that fan base turns their back on the artist, well then they've got nothing.
That is so true. Now, what do I really think about this tie up with Universal Music Group? Well, I am not going to be mean and I'm not going to be harsh. This is what's really going on, and I was tweeting about this on our Twitter account, the Air K-Pop Twitter account. This is what's going on, really, because it wasn't really clear. SM didn't really make it clear, or maybe the news outlets didn't make it clear if they're actually debuting or they're releasing, just releasing something. What's really happening is that they're releasing through Universal Music Group or Interscope. It doesn't really matter which, but I think it's Universal Music Group, Universal in the States. They're just releasing a maxi single, which is basically an EP and is similar to a mini album. So anyway, I was tweeting about that when the news came out, and people are saying that SNSD will be debuting in the US, but in reality, this is just a distribution agreement with Universal Music Group. Which makes sense, because UMG distributes their stuff in the Western music market, and they're signed with Universal Music in Japan. So it's very logical that they would tie up with the mother company to distribute their music to the Western market. You can probably treat this as the kind of distribution deal JYJ had with Warner Music in the States when JYJ released a worldwide album, and they were able to distribute around the world through Warner without actually having an actual US debut.
Oh.
I think this is the Korean media exaggerating things again. This is a debut, this is gonna be big. Because really, the way everything happened, it was just so fast, and it's like SM didn't really think about it. Because imagine, they released a comeback tour. They pushed it back because they were... first, it was just rumors that they were going to release worldwide. And a US release, and whatever you call that. But they were treating this as just a distribution deal. Now, I don't know if it's in their best interest to remain vague on this. But I think it's not SM's choice, but... it's the way the media outlets play out their moves to be. Because they didn't really say anything much, because there wasn't an actual press conference or an actual press release about this release, right? About this album. If I can remember, based on everything that I've read for the past week, there wasn't really anything coming from SM. It's just from news sites, album will be released in the States, and a lot of people have interpreted this as debuting in the US. When in fact, SM hasn't even said anything about it. They have not confirmed this, or have they denied it? My guess is they're just letting the media have their field day, and when the album actually drops, that's when we get the full details. This is just part of their strategy. It's just unfortunate that some fans are just jumping the gun right now. You're just showing the world how crazy you are.
Yeah, I mean, luckily not that many people can see you, but again, don't you want the artists you love to also be loved worldwide, or do you prefer to be selfish and hoard them to yourself and a few other people?
Yeah.
That's really the question that you have
That's
to answer
right.
for yourself. And again, we've spoken about this, the road to American success is not easy.
No.
If it was, some of my favorite American artists would be the biggest rap artists in the world, and not people like Soulja Boy, people like Drake, and so on and so forth.
You don't like Drake?
These would be the people... No, I don't.
Oh.
Drake is a whiny man-child. But if, you know, if things were easy... of the people that have something to say, the people that are obviously talented writers and producers and rappers, those people would be the people driving the industry, and not the people that have sold out for a quick buck, or not the people that have, you know, the most marketable face or the most marketable lyrics.
That's true. That is so true. I mean, if success is really easy, then it shouldn't have taken Far East Movement years to get to
exactly.
the Billboard Top 200. Think about that. It took them years.
And I completely forgot they were Asian, but they were able to be successful basically in the past year. And not just successful in a few places, but wildly successful. They've had songs top the charts. So obviously, it's not really a country where Asians can't succeed in music. It's a country where songs that aren't popular just aren't going to be popular.
That's right.
That's how it is. Obviously, it helps if you've got a big company pushing you, but even then, that's not a guarantee. There are a lot of artists that get signed to big companies and they just languish in obscurity. It happens.
Yeah, even if you have talent, you're not really going to succeed overnight. Just look at Cherise, right? She has talent. She has backing, obviously. She's signed with a big company. Yeah, she did hit the Billboard charts, but she's not in a level of what you may want to call as real success. And how long has she been in the American music industry? Not too long. I mean, someone as talented as her, you'd think it was easy? No. And also, she's Asian. But still, you just don't measure success overnight.
One of the biggest artists in the U.S. right now is just primarily based on talent. Adele is one of the most popular singers there is.
She's British.
Her songs have been charted ridiculously, but she's a large British woman. Mm-hmm. And typically that doesn't go with soul music, but obviously it shows that anybody who has the passion and the talent, if they work hard enough, and if they get lucky, because a large portion of succeeding in entertainment is being lucky, being in the right place at the right time.
That's right. That's
so that the right person can hear you or see you, and you know, your career pretty much goes from there. So while hard work is important, you can't undervalue luck.
That's right. That is so true. And even Leona Lewis. Leona Lewis, remember her? Leading Love?
Yep.
You know, she's British, right? And
yes.
She even said herself that it was very hard to crack the US market. That song is her breakout song. And what happened after that? Never heard from again, right?
Well, the thing with the American music industry is that albums are not released successively the way they are in Korea, where you have between 3 and 6 months in between releases. People frequently go several years before releasing another major album. And I guess part of it is because a record label would have so many more artists on it than they would in Korea. In Korea, you have maybe 3 or 4 artists with major deals per record label. So obviously, in order for them to continue making money, they can only cycle between those 3 or 4, whereas Universal Music Group probably has hundreds of signed artists.
That's right.
And obviously, everyone's not going to get attention.
Okay, my next example, Kylie Minogue. She is my favorite Australian pop star. She's big in Europe. And she even said herself, she has never cracked American success. How long has she been in the industry? Ages? Since the 80s?
Yeah.
And imagine that, 20 years or so, and she hasn't really had a major American hit.
And again, the problem is that there are so many people all vying for success in many different musical genres. And there's only so many people that you can pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, some people are going to be wildly popular. Some people are going to have a few songs chart but not be ridiculously successful. Maybe you may hear someone, and it is unfortunate that this happens to some people, but they have a breakout success song that's heard every day for the entire summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next song doesn't even come close to being as popular.
Yeah.
Maybe the next song's even better than the first song. But
I think
just,
that's
for some
what
reason,
happened to Leona Lewis.
People just aren't into hearing you anymore because you've been so overplayed and overhyped. They're just like, well, I'm done with this person. And obviously, you're going to have the same fans that are going to be sticking around.
Yeah.
But everyone else who's really important, it's in Korea, your fan base, as soon as they become solid, they can drive you for the rest of your career. But in the U.S., it's the people you need are those that aren't in your core fan base. You need the rest of America
to hear
your song and be interested in it. And I think that's the problem in the way the two music industries are set up.
The Korean music industry is very different from the American music industry or the rest of the world's music industry, you know, to be fair. What SM did is just, in reality, they're just being nice to the actual fans. Existed fan
opportunistic
that they have. Nice and opportunistic, because it's so easy for the fans to support their artists now. If they're going to release it in the States, fine. It's easy for you to buy, more money for you. And you know how plans grow with these releases, right? Whenever something new comes out from the groups, what the fans will do is they buy in bulk.
Yep.
Hey, they're hoping for that. They're not going to say it outright, but they know how fans behave. They know what they're going to do. I'm not going to say they want to make a quick buck. They want to try a different strategy, I think. Because BoA, I don't know what their strategy was with BoA, but as far as I know, it was aggressive marketing. That didn't work for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying something else with Girls' Generation. Because with BoA, I know they announced that BoA was going to debut in the US. They made a big show out of it, and they made their stay in the States for quite a while. They had her release an English album, which I have and which I love.
I know that album is fantastic. I don't like most of her other music, but I love that album.
Yeah, but what happened? They pulled her out.
Yep. Because someone like BoA would be making too much money for them elsewhere to have her just languishing in obscurity. And I think that instead of having an artist succeed in Korea or in Japan and then moving them over to the US, what you need to have is an artist that starts out there, that struggles from the beginning, and that goes through all of the hurdles in the US. Because it's not fair to them to have them go through all the hurdles in Korea, have them go through everything in Japan, and then uproot them and then have them start from scratch again in the US. That's not fair to that artist.
Nope.
You've now set them back probably 15 years in their career by uprooting and restarting them each time. So while it's easy to look at this huge fan base that an artist like BoA or someone like Seven has, and there's also the fact that, you know, a US company expressed interest in them, it's probably better for the artist himself or herself to start out in the US market to begin with.
True. And because if they don't, it's kind of like setting them up for failure. And that's unfair. Yeah. It's really unfair. If you ask someone to do something and you know that it's going to be very difficult, you know, don't make them do it. Not unless you can really support them, because it's unfair and it's a recipe for disaster. It's like at work, okay? You set goals for people. You set goals, because this is what I do for my minions anyway. I set goals for them. I don't set impossible goals. No, I set goals that are very realistic, and I know that they can meet those goals. Because if I just set something that's really impossibly high, and I set something that's really difficult, that I know that they're not capable of doing, that's just me being mean. And that's a one-way street to failure. Maybe if I hated someone much, what I'd do is I'd give this person an impossible goal, and the moment they screw up, because I know they're gonna screw up, you're out. That's the best way to get rid of someone. It may sound mean, but yeah, that's how I see it. If you give them goals that are very impossible and you're setting them up for failure, you're just getting rid of them. Either you're being stupid or you're just being a bitch. So with this release, Girls' Generation, I know you're gonna sell a lot of albums. You know, I don't doubt that. You're gonna beat everyone's asses in Korea. I so don't doubt that, because everyone is so scared of you right now. The 19th is like doomsday. They probably have this big boy. They do a countdown to the 19th every day. But for the Girls' Generation fans, they're gonna be very happy about this. They're so excited. But for the girls, I wonder how they feel. Well, not for their Korean comeback, because I know they're happy about that. But how do they really feel about debuting in the U.S.?
Well, to some of them, it's home. To others, it's probably this scary place where anything can really happen. So,
yeah. Right now, what they need is your support, okay, fans? Support them. If you're a Girls' Generation fan, go for it. Support them, but just don't show your crazy side, because it's gonna work against them, okay? It's not gonna do them any good. For the other people, SNSD haters, just, I don't know, just be nice to them. I don't have anything to say about these haters, because they're very vocal.
Just, if you don't like a group, ignore it.
Yeah.
That's the best way to look at it.
If you don't have anything nice to say, shut it. Don't go trolling around sites, okay? And spreading
constructive criticism.
Very good, dude. I'm gonna see some very nasty comments. I have a feeling. And it's just going to be a field day.
That's what happens, so.
Are you excited about this, or you're like, nah?
God, no. I'm not excited. I don't care.
You don't?
A lot of people, it matters to them, but to me, not necessarily.
Well, I'm actually excited because I want to hear the English version of The Boys. And you know,
I want to hear the original version of The Boys first. And then we can go from there. Yeah, I saw the teaser.
Yeah. And did you hear what I told you about?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. But did you see the choreography?
Not really. Yeah.
It's like Girls' Generation in Japan, transported to Korea. Something like that. It's not cutesy, definitely. They're mature now.
Yeah, but they've done this before. It looks like Run Devil Run, and probably like some of their Japanese stuff. I haven't really paid attention to know for sure.
It kinda looks like their Japanese videos. The vibe that it's giving me is more like their Japanese stuff, not any of their Korean releases. Because Run Devil Run, yeah, maybe because of the black, but the dance moves, no. The choreography, from what I've seen, from the 30 seconds, I'm not mistaken, 30 seconds or so of choreography, it looks like Bad Girl. That's the type of song. It reminds me of Bad Girl. So I'm excited. I want to hear what they have to bring. I don't know if you are going to be happy in the next few days about this release, but I'm sure you're rooting for someone else.
The idea is that we just want someone to succeed. We've said before that the person that ends up being successful in the person that ends up being successful in the American music market is probably going to be someone we don't expect.
That's right.
Is why we all have to support them.
Now, what if this just bites us back in the ass and Girls' Generation actually succeeds in the U.S.? I'd be happy.
Yeah, I would. I would definitely be happy for them and their fans, because that's really what's going to open the door. The fact that there's someone that comes from Korea who is able to be a success. It doesn't really matter who it is.
Yeah.
Just what matters is that someone comes through and opens the door, just like BoA and DBSK did in Japan. All that matters is that somebody opens the door. And then after that, you know, people are able to rush through.
That's right. And it doesn't matter if the person is not from Korea. Just give me an Asian who comes from Asia. Who can definitely make it in the U.S. Far East Movement, they don't count. Because, hey, they're from America. I just want someone from Asia to actually succeed. Show me real success by an Asian, and then I'll be very happy. Whoever it is, I'm waiting for you.
Alright.
So, yeah. Alright.
I think we're done.
Yeah, we're done for Free Talk.
So we don't have any other segments. So.
No, we don't. We're done for the day. Blame me, Blame me because I went clubbing. Went clubbing, I wasn't prepared, and then I had to do something else, and then that's
You're
it.
You're a horrible person.
Oh, come on. I rarely go clubbing. I only went because Darren Emerson was here. He's my favorite DJ ever. He was from Underworld. Have you watched Trainspotting?
I was supposed to.
Damn, did you watch that movie?
I've had it forever, but I never got around to watching it.
You know why? Okay, the reason why I love Darren Emerson is because Underworld opened the door for me in terms of dance music, in terms of, this is what my friends call this, okay? European dance music. But yeah, it's that song from Trainspotting, Underworld song, Born Slippy.
Before she goes on with Euro dance music, thanks for listening. Join us again next week. The email address is thealwaysrationalkpoppodcast@gmail.com, and our inbox is lonely. It has Twitter updates in it, so please email us your thoughts.
That's that.
Rate us on iTunes. Go to the website, comment there. It's airkpop.com. The Twitter account is twitter.com/airkpoppodcast, and you can like us on Facebook as well.
Yes, so that's it. This has been episode 32 of the All Is Rational K-Pop Podcast, and I hope that next week we have better news. Okay, so thanks everyone. You guys have a great week, great day, great weekend, wherever you are. Bye.
Bye.
Come on. to me.